it's on page Yutes, that's where it starts. And the Rambam says something very confusing to us. We touched on it last week. In Perek Vav Milchus Beis HaBechira, Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam says that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was that of Shlomo HaMelech. And here's the language he says, V'amenis katsha b'kedusha rishona, shekitsha Shlomo. Okay, Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish the Beis HaMikdash and the Azoros and Yerushalayim. And the Shita of the Rambam is that Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Lassid Lava with regard to Migdash and Yerushalayim. Fine, so far so good. Then we open up a Gemara in Zvachim. And the Gemara says that, and I'll tell you exactly in what context, that David HaMelech was Makadish the Migdash. What context the Gemara makes such a statement? The Gemara wants to know if a Kohen is standing on the ground of the Azara after the Evan, the stone, was removed. And the Gemara vacillates on the following question. Ki Kaddish David Ritzvah Yonaka Kaddish Odilma Adi Aris Litahoma Kaddish. Did David HaMelech sanctify straight through to the center of the core of the earth, or he was only Makadish the Ritzvah on the top of the on the top layer of the earth? And then Afkamin is going to be, because if the top layer was removed, and now the Kohen is standing below what was once the Evan, is he able to do the Avoda? So clearly the Gemara is assuming that David was Makadish. And both Rashi and Tosfos there in Zvachim, on Daf Chof Dalin, are outspoken about this. Tosfos says, Afal Gav de Shlomo Bona Es HaMikdash, David Kitcha. You hear that, Rabosai? I mean, if you don't like the way the Rav is learning this sugya, look at Tosfos' language. He says it explicitly, that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, but David was Makadish it. But the Rambam Shita seems to assume that Shlomo was Makadish the Mikdash. And he says it explicitly. The Rambam says, Kedusha Rishona Shekisha Shlomo. In fact, the Rambam is really just reflecting a sugya of Masechta Shavuos on Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, that's the final conclusion, there's a whole debate about it, that the Inan Kiddush Peshas Binyan, at the time of the Binyan Abayis, which is clearly done by Shlomo HaMelech, you need Kiddush. So Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish the Abayis. Not only that, it's almost black and white in the Pasuk in Tanakh, the famous chapter of the dedication of the Mikdash, during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, everybody knows that perek. It says, Bayoma hu kidesh ha-melech es ha-chotzer. I mean, the chotzer is the Azara, and the melech here is Shlomo HaMelech. I mean, David was gone. The ein zvachim daf samach, the mevur sham, to Rabbi Yehuda, kidesh lahamid ba mizbeach, the ha-hayim kedushas ha-zara. That this pasuk is quoted in the Gemara to prove in Zvachim Daf Samach that Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish the Azara, and that's where they put the Mizbeach. Rashi says again, Mishani Kinsho L'Shem Azara, that Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish it for the purpose of the Azara. So we know that Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish the Migdash, and again we have this principle of Kiddush B'Shas Binyan, and yet the Rambam writes that it was David HaMelech. In fact, let's not fault the Rama, because the Gemara in Zvachim in the Sugya Chavdal, it says that according to one side, David was Makadish it ad Tahoma Diara. And that's why the Avodas HaKarbon on the part of the Kohen who's standing in the exposed area of the Azara is kosher.
Now, the part outside the Azara, I'm not going to get into the debate about on how it buys today, what's Kaddish and what's the...
You mean what you call like Machna Levir?
The Machna Levir, there's a Snoshim, whatever it right. was. What level of Kaddish did that have? Did the what did it mean was Makadish?
Yes, it was the Kiddush outside the Azara, which is usually called Machna Levir as far as I know, that has to do with Tumah.
So, for example, Metzorah has to be...
Yeah, well, Metzorah is in a special category. Yeah. He's sent out of three machnos, yeah. But I mean, yeah, the regular guys like a Tful Yom or a Mechusah Kapara, you know, those gentlemen over there, they are sent out of the area that's outside the Azorah. it would seem. But again, you probably have to know a lot more than I'm saying. Okay, so
isn't it possible to say that David was a mekadoshit with kedushas machne late levia, and then Hashem came along with mekadoshet zara with the kedushas
machne shtina? Well, I tell you why you can't say that, because the Gemara wants to be machsha the avoda of the kohen. You know, the avoda of the kohen requires machne shchina.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says it was David. It was David that made that kiddush, right? It's the whole Havamina that in this case the Avodas HaKohen is Kshera is only because David HaMelech was Makadish the Azorah Ad, what's the language of the Gemara? Ad Tahoma, Ad Liaris the Tahoma. Oh. Now let's put this on the side for a minute, because the Rav is going to have some radical things to say about this. And let's posit a stira in the Rambam, which is posited by the Lechem Mishnah, as to what is the source for the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. So in one place, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, in the very first halach, he says, Shalosh mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael b'knisosam la'aretz. Right, they have to destroy Amalek, they have to appoint a melech, but all that is not relevant to us. But the third one on the list is Livnos Beis HaBechira. Now in each case of the three, which were obligations incumbent on Klal Yisrael after they entered into the land of Israel, not before, the Rambam quotes a pasuk. And here, in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam quotes a pasuk from Parashas Re'eh, L'shichno Sidrushu Bas HaShama, which somehow mystically has to do with being Doresh the Shechina. And the Shechina is in the Makom HaMikdash, and that's where we're gonna sanctify and establish the Beis HaMikdash. But that pasuk becomes the source for the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, and this is going to be a very important point, the Rambam's language is a little bit different than the way I presented it. He doesn't say that that's the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, but rather that's the mitzvah of building the Beis HaBechira. I'll read it to you again. Sholosh mitzvos nitztav Yisrael b'shas k'nisos la'aretz v'livnos beis habechira shenemer l'shichno sidushu bas hashama. Now I wouldn't have noticed that in a million years, except that I know what's coming down the line here. The Rav is going to say something amazing, and then the diuk of the Lashon of Rambam is very sharp. But in any event, the Lechem Mishnah there at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim tells us to look at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and there the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lasos Bayis Lashem Shenemar V'Asuli Mikdash. A pasuk in Parashas Truma, not the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. So the Lechem Mishnah asks, why is it that Hilchos Melachim the Rambam quotes the pasuk L'shichno Sidrushu, and here in Hilchos Beis HaBechira the Rambam quotes the pasuk V'Asuli Mikdash? Now of course here's a very important point in Derech HaLimud. What the Briskers do left, right, and center is if they see two different sources for the same mitzvah, they're going to take that mitzvah and smash it into two. There are two dimensions of that mitzvah, and therefore each dimension or each definition requires its own source. I mean, again, I'm only saying that because I know it's coming around the bend, but in truth, what's for us very important is why there are two sources for the same mitzvah. Like, for example, I'm learning now a sugyan zvachim about smicha b'karbonos. That's what they're up to in the Daf Yomi. And in smicha b'karbonos, it's very interesting. Tosus points out that there are two different sources for the mitzvah of smicha. And the Brisker Rav points out that the reason is because smicha is really two different mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah in the karbon, and the other is a mitzvah in chovas habaylim, to get that kapara. If we only had one without the other, the dinim would change. For example, if you didn't have a din in the karban, then even if you hold smichas d'oraisa, it wouldn't in any way impact on the karban. It would just be the fact that you forfeited a chovas bialim. But again, I'm only giving you that as an example because it's fresh in my mind, but there are endless examples where two sources are indicative of the fact that there are two dimensions to the same mitzvah, or two kiyumin. Are you following me?
Is that a chiv on building based on mitzvah?
Excellent. Now, since you're pointing this out, I'm going to ask you a quiz question, and you've already given me the answer, so I'm just going to spell it out. When is the mitzvah chal? At what point historically is the mitzvah going to take effect? Well, if I open up the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, it says b'shas knisasam la'aretz. If I open up the Rambam Hilchos Space of Achir, it's way before that. Because the mitzvah of Yosuli Mikdash v'shachanti v'socham was 40 years earlier, or maybe you could even say 54 years earlier, you know, whenever the calculation is. But I'm saying you're going back to the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the beginning of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. So I think your point is very well taken. In other words, it's the mitzvah of Yosuli Mikdash, which the Rambam holds is not limited just to Mishkan, because he quotes it as the source in Hilchas Beis HaBechira for Lasos Bayis Lashem, and that's going to apply throughout Jewish history, right? Lasos Bayis Lashem, when the conditions are met, is that mitzvah is not identical with the mitzvah that applies Bishas Knisasam La'aretz. And the very moment that the Rambam says b'shas k'nisos l'aretz, it means that you can't build a mikdash anywhere but in Eretz Yisrael. What's going on over here? The asuli mikdash, I mean, we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about the midbar. He says the following. The Rambam in Beis HaBechira, who's talking about the mitzvah of lasos bayis lashem shenemar v'yosuli mikdash, is derived. No, I'm sorry. Let me start again. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, who establishes that there's a mitzvah after we enter into Eretz Yisrael to build a Beis HaBechira, that is derived from a sugya in Sanhedrin, Madaf Chof. The Gemara says that first you need minui melech, then Hachros HaZara Shalom Molek, and then finally Binyan Beis HaBechira. So that's going to be the source for the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, Sholosh Mitzvos Nitzavu Yisrael B'Shas K'nisosam La'aretz. L'chor Tzarech Im Halo Od Ba'midbar Nitzavu Lohakim Es HaMishkan Midin Chobes Beis HaMikdash Migzeres HaKosim V'yosuli Mikdash V'shachanti V'sofesh Zohi Mitzvah Gam L'doros, because the Rambam already establishes that that's the source for the Mitzvah L'doros of Lasos Bayis Lashem. Hadrei D'mitzvah Beis HaMikdash Eino Shayeches L'oretz U'L'mechias HaMolek, means it's kodemes to entering into the land of Israel. Achein Miri says D'shtei mitzvos nemru bazeh. Binyan ha-migdash, v'gzeres ha-kos v'yosuli migdash, v'zeh eino shayach la'aretz u'l'v'chias ha-molek, v'od ika mitzvah b'fnei atzma shel binyan beis ha-bechira. And what's the difference? Dehainu binyan ha-migdash b'yushalayim b'hara moriah. You're not talking about something that could apply in the midbar. Mishum dechalos migdash shel beis habechira. I'm sorry. Dechalos migdash vechalos beis habechira shnei dvarim nifradim heim. And Rabbos, I have to tell you, I again, I'm just adding my own. I'm not trying to influence you or whatever, but brainwash. But I don't think anyone thought of this for thousands of years. That's what scares me. You know what I mean? It's like that there are two different chaluyos, or two different mitzvahs. One is called Migdash, and one is called Beis HaBechira. And who would have ever thought that there's a difference between those two? He says the following. As far as Migdash is concerned, where's the Makom HaMigdash? He says, Makom HaMigdash Uchutz LiYerushalayim. It doesn't have to be in Yerushalayim, on the Har HaBayis. V'hainu Al Pi HaDibur, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to build a mikdash, wherever he tells us to build a mikdash, we'll build a mikdash, and we mekayim that mitzvah. V'umishtanu mimakom lemakom. The mikdash was in Gilgal, the mikdash was in Shiloh, it was in Novigilah, Vigivon, I think it was in Shiloh, if I'm not mistaken, for about 300 years or something, right?
360.
He says that's not totally in time, you know, that's not relative to time and place, meaning that you wait for the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell you, well, build the Mikdash here, build the Mikdash there. No. Who lidore doros? So this mitzvah setting up a base of Bechira is for all eternity. And that's what the Rambam is referring to in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. I'm sorry. That's what the Rambam is referring to in Hilchos Melachim. Let me get this straight. I'm sorry. When he says B'shas K'nisosim La'aretz, etc., etc. And he says B'perek Alf Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam says the following. So now we're talking about the mitzvah of Beis HaBechira in Yerushalayim. Nesru kol ha-makomos kulam livnos v'hen bayis l'Hashem. So it's very interesting. Before the Beis HaBechira was established, and this will give us a clue to why it's called Beis HaBechira, but before that, it was only called the Beis HaMikdash. We had such a thing called Heter Bamos. It's like between Givon and Nov and Shiloh, during all these periods of time, you could be makriv a carbon on a bama. Why? Because there was no such thing as a Beis HaBechira. But the Rambam writes that Kevod should nivna migdash b'Yushalayim, which Rav Salvechik is identifying as the mitzvah of Beis HaBechira. Rambam says Nesru kol ha-makomos livnos ben bayis l'Hashem. The ancient bias lidore doros el b'Yushalayim bilvad ubahara moria. Ad kam l'shon Rambam. Varei b'shilo ubemishkan tekef kishabatlu hutru abamos. So again, when you're talking about Shiloh and the like, then with the churban of Shiloh, we would have a heter bamos. However, he says liachash in nivna migdash b'Yushalayim. From that moment and on, nesru abamos liolam. There would never ever be a possibility of bamos. That's called beis habechira. Bechira means to the exclusion of any other migdash in any other place or any bama. And he says aflaman diomar. Okay, this is a sugya mesecta megillah. The low kitcha la'asid lavo, even if you hold that the Beis HaMikdash was kedusha l'shait of a low kitcha law, so that's as far as its status as a Beis HaMikdash. But as far as the status of a Beis HaBechira, Tosfos already points out in the Sefer Megillah that that's already Nesru Abamos li'olam. Even the Ma'an Diomar who says kedusha l'shait of a low kitcha law, nevertheless Tosfos says there's an Isur Abamos li'olam. That for sure is never lost. So the concept of Beis HaBechira is eternal. V'hainu mishum delegabi shilo u'mishkan ha'oser shel habamos hu etzem ha'migdash. Now it's the physical structure of the migdash and its sanctity is what generates the Isur Bama. But once that physical object or house is gone, then there's no Isur Bama. Valkein kishecharav hu bat lo kedushaso, with the churban of Shiloh, for example, is batal ha'oser. Right? What generates the Isur Bama? It's only the Mikdash as a physical entity that's sanctified. But now that it's gone, hutru abamos. Masha'ein kein legabi beis olamim ha'oser hu beis habechira. That's already Beis HaBechira. So it's mind-boggling. You know, if I would wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you, where is the Beis HaMikdash? Then you would tell me it's in Yerushalayim, right? It's on the Har Bayis. But that's not really so. The Mikdash could be in Shiloh, it could be in Nov, it could be in Givon, it could be even in the Midbar. That's the definition of a Mikdash. Again, the Kedusha there is limited to the structure, And once the structure is gone after Churban, then there's no Kedusha. And then the Mela, the Nafkamini is going to be there's a Heter Bamos. Mashenke, with regard to Beis HaMachir, that has nothing to do with the physical structure. It has to do with the choice of that place. And once the Migdash is built in that place, it's to the exclusion of having any other place which is a Bayis Lashem. V'alkein Afim Lo Kidshalos in Lovo, which means that the Kedusha's Migdash is Batel. And we're talking about the Migdash of Shlomo now. So let's take, for example, the 70 years between the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Would you be allowed to bring a carbon on a Bama?
No,
because it was already Beis HaBechira. And that doesn't depend upon the Kedusha's Migdash.
It's not coming to fit in very well with the Pesukim, actually.
Really? How?
I didn't get a chance. Jim is going to say, this is also the Migdash. The Shechanti B'Soichon. Wait, you make Migdash, then I'll come with Shechlin. But it talks about...
In Re'eh,
where it says, that cancels out your ability to
be Shechlin. Shayivcha Hashem.
Which is like to base Bechira.
Correct. That's already based on Bechira. He says, V'gam nira de Kedushas Yushalayim V'harabayis... Eino makeves b'migdash, right? That you don't need Yerushalayim and Harabayis to set up a base on Migdash. In fact, the Gemara says in Zvachim Adav Kuf Yud Zayin that b'shilo hayu rak shtei machnos u'machna achas chaseru legamre. Those is only machna Yisrael and machna Leviya. Again, I'm not a bucky in this sugi at the end of Zvachim, but he seems to be assuming that you could have such a thing as a Migdash in Shiloh, which is not Yerushalayim, it's certainly not on the Har Bayis, and it has a din of a Migdash. Okay, it doesn't have all Shalosh Machnos. I guess you have to see the dinim of Maaser Sheni, you know, Havol and Maaser Sheni. He says, I feel if you have a you shall call Shalosh Machnos, Nira Gamkein, do rak chalos din shal machnos. Velo shaykh el gabi din shiluach tmeim hatoli b'machnos, but velo v'sharei dinim atluyim b'kedushas Yerushalayim v'arabayis. So that even if you'll tell me that as far as Beis HaMikdash is concerned, there were three machnos, there is a din of machnos, and shiluach hatmeim, he says, that has nothing to do with the concept of Yerushalayim and the Har Bayis as a makom of Beis HaBechira. That's only a reflection of the dinim of Migdash. Kimavur b'mishnah b'zvachim daf kuf yud beis. Alright, look, I'm going to skip this next paragraph to get back to answer the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. At the end of this paragraph he says, again, you have to go through, there's a lot of yediyas you have to have here. He says, Yerushalayim v'arabayis hu din shel Beis HaBechira. That's not a din in Migdash, it's a din in Beis HaBechira. Oh. Asher mikol eilech hazinon, the Beis HaBechira u'migdash hein shnei dinim shonim. U'be'emes hein shtei parshios miyuchados v'atorah. Mitzvahs binyan migdash, hi me'akro diosuli migdash. Din nemar, Bikolel al Bamos Gedolos. Bamos Gedolos means no, for Gibbon and then Shiloh and whatever else I left out. And then there's another din of Beis Olamim. He says the din and the parasha of Beis HaBechira, Beis Olamim, who be parasha miyuchedes be parashas re'eh. And the parasha starts like this. Ki im al ha-mokom asher yivchar Hashem, l'shichno sidrushu basa shama. Parasha zukoi, rak li achar knisosam, La Aretz, Kimafur Shamba Psuki, the Avartim is a Yardin with Gomer, the Hoya Mokam Ashayiv Harashem. It's only after they crossed the Yardin and they went into Eretz Yisrael, then is a mitzvah of Beis HaBechira Mokam Asher Bokar Hashem. Al Kain, Harama Behild is Beis HaBechira, the Koyal Mrs. Binyan, Beis HaMigdash. Rama opens up Hilchas Beis HaBechira with the mitzvah of building a Migdash. Is that a mitzvah that applies even before they entered into the land of Eretz Yisrael to build a Migdash? And therefore the Rambam says, Mitzvah say lasel spayis ukvarit spayis b'torah, the Mishkan sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Rambam not only quotes the pasuk of v'yasuli Migdash, but the Rambam is outspoken about the fact that this mitzvah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to build a Mishkan. That's a key of the mitzvah of building a base hamigdash. Is al kein shaper hevi aram amkra shall be also limigdash. Masha ein kein milchus malachim to koy al din mitzvahs binyan base habachira shen it's tavu rakli achar knisosam laoretz. Ukvah shekosav shama rambam zel lishon of sholosh mitzvahs tavu yisov shas knisosam laoretz. The livnos base habachira. So that's a din in Yerushalayim and in Harabayis. Ze shayach lakro din shichno tidushu basa shama to sham mevuar mitzvahs base habachira bi Yerushalayim. V'al kein shapir hevi hakro. So based on this one line lecha mishnah, who posits a stira in the Rambam as to what the source of binyan beis hamikdash, Rambam says there are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is the building of the beis hamikdash, and that could apply anywhere and any time. It's not dependent upon knisos la'aretz. And with regard to that mitzvah, everything depends on the mikdash itself as a physical entity. As long as it stands, it generates an iser bama. Once it collapses, is kitchel shaitim a low kitchel lost love. When the nela is a heter bama, as opposed to the mitzvah beis hamikdash, which is in Yerushalayim. And in the Makom HaMikdash, as we know it on the Harabayis, that's already a mitzvah that can only be obligatory after they enter into the land. And that is a base olamim that's not totally the physical structure. It means even if the physical structure is gone, it still has the status of a base habachira. It may or may not have a status of Makom HaMikdash. That depends on Kitchel Shaita or Vikitchel Asalam or Lokitchel Asalam in the first Mikdash, which is the Machlokas. But even according to the Madiyamu who holds that kinshul shaitim below kinshul asalom, which means the makom hamikdash loses its sanctity as a makom hamikdash because the mikdash no longer exists according to that man the Omar. However, it still is a base habachira, and the nafkamina is that it generates an ongoing iser of bama. And there are two different sources for these two different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of building a base hamikdash is derived from the Asuli Mikdash Shachanti Besochem. The Rambam goes out of his way to point out that that mitzvah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan. And that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim doesn't even mention Beis HaMikdash. All he mentions is Livnos Beis HaBechira. And that's after Knisosim La'aretz. And the Rambam quotes as the source, L'shichno Sidrushu Basa Shama. That's the base olamim that's going to generate an Isa to set up a Bayis Lashem anywhere on the face of the earth other than that place. And it's going to generate an Isa Bama, Hakrova Bama, for all generations. Now, in the next part, he wants to get David into the action. You remember, because we're at the end of the day, he's trying to explain the Gemara in Zvachim that David was Makadish the Azara, maybe even Ad L'Tahoma, you know, the Arab. So he quotes a Yalkut in Parshas Re'eh on the Pasuk L'Sidro Sidrushu Dvas Hashem Ki Imel Amokma Shayivcha Hashem. And the Yalkut says that this key Sidrashu is to be Doresh al Pi Novi, that we need a Novi. And the Medrash in the Yalkut goes on to explain that who is the Novi who would reveal the secret of Hamakom HaShayivcha Hashem, meaning how did this come about, Hamakom HaShayivcha Hashem. It's none other than God HaNavi, who is the Melech of Israel at the time of God HaNavi. That was David HaMelech. So the Pasuk says, Vayovo God HaChoze El David Vayomahu Vayomer Lo. And then the Medrash points out that the command that God gives David has a contradiction in it. B'chad Kosev Omer Be echad shiftecha. Ubechad Kosovi says, be mikol shiftechem. So the Medrash tries to reconcile whether it's mikhad or mikol shiftechem. And he says the following. This is all the Lashon HaMedrash. Is shvatim em yud beis, not al chamishim shkolim. David HaMelech takes 50 shekel. Mikol shevet v'shevet. That sounds like a cheap deal, but okay, 50 shekel. Maybe the shekel is worth more in those days before inflation. The Netilas Hashkolim was part of the process of Leshichno Sidru Shu Basa Shavu. In other words, the Navi is going to tell David HaMelech where to set up the Beis HaMechira and how to set up the Beis HaMechira by taking 50 Shkolim from each one of the Shvatim. Says Rav Salavechik, the Netilas Shkolim Uchalos Din Ukirchazino Ditzarch Leos Mikol Hashvatim Igzeres Hakos Mikol Shivtechem Vahainu Mishum deika din miyuchad shal maisa kvius makom beis habechira ubazen nemar din shal netilas shkolim. In other words, when we designate a place on the face of the earth as the beis haolam and the beis habechira, the shichna sidru shul bas hashava, it's got to be done with the participation of all 12 shvatim. And how do you participate? By giving the shkolim. He says, "V'ein lomer." Maybe you'll say to me, "The din ze shayach le din zchiya." Maybe it only has to do with a monetary possession to possess it. Mishum deve'ina makom beis habechir sheyesh al kol Yisrael. How do we effectuate that the place itself for the beis habechir should be owned and possessed by all of Shittis, not just by Binyamin or Yehuda? He says, "No." So there's no din that requires collecting 50 shekel from each shevet in order to make the Makom HaMikdash possessed by all of Klal Yisrael. Why? The Yerushalayim lo nechlekol l'shvatim. Okay, that's another sugya that we'd have to learn. But in any event, we don't have private possession over the Kedusha, the place in Yerushalayim. Valkein, Valkarchach, the Shaykh din zeh l'kviyas v'chalos shel beis habechira. Then he goes on and he quotes a Yerushalmi, which appears in two places in the first Perek of Sanhedrin, the second Perek of Shavuos. The Yerushalmi is referring to the din of Kiddush Ha'ir Ve'Hazoros, and the Yerushalmi establishes that you have many conditions that have to be met in order to be Mekadosh the Ir and the Hazoros. You need a Melech, you need a Navi, you need Urim V'Tumim, you need Sanhedrin. And how do we know that you need a Melech and a Navi? The Yerushalmi derives from David HaMelech, that David the Gad HaChozer, Gavigoren Arnona, but I guess I'm influenced. Okay, Harei Lehejid the Gam L'Chalos Beis HaBechira Tzrichim Kiddush. Wow. In other words, we were thinking that the Kiddush and Kitchel Shaitel Kitchel is for the Beis HaMikdash. He's saying that we're talking even before the Beis HaMikdash is being built, and already at that time we need a Melech and a Navi plus other conditions that have to be met in order to be Mekadesh. Why? We're not yet up to the Beis HaMikdash. You know, again, you want to talk about Kiddush b'zman HaBinyan, that's one thing, but we're not up to the Binyan HaBayis. We're only up to designating the place for the Bayis, which is called the Beis HaBechira. And that too needs a Bayis HaKiddush. V'din Kiddusho al yidei Melech v'Novi v'Ur v'Tum v'Sanhedrin v'Niskayim al yidei David v'Gad HaChoze v'Zeo Diolif Mehoch gam Kiddush Ha'ir v'Ha'azoros Dechad Chalos Dina Shal Kiddushu. As far as the Kiddush of the Beis HaMechira, you have a Kiddush of the entire area of the Har Bayis and the Azoros, and therefore, according to the Yalkut, this is all derived from the pasuk L'Shichno Sidrishu Basa Shama, which means you need a Navi. And in this case, David, God HaChos is going to fulfill that together with David. Ashalafi zed nicha divrei Rambam shekasa de Shlomo kidesh ve'ilu lashon haGemara bezvachim uki kidesh David ritzvel yona the Rambam koi al kedushas migdash. The Rambam is talking about the kedushas migdash, which requires binyan abayis, the physical structure. Ukmo shekasa av sham kol adin shel kitchel yasid lavo kidesh zed nasa bevada yidei Shlomo. The Gam fine. Vasugya that ki kaddish David ritzvel yona kaddish. The Gemara vacillates. Is mefarish haRama the Rama understands lo koylin in kedushas migdash ki imlin in kedushas beis habechira the haisal yidei David. This is amazing. because we usually assume that the Kedushas HaZara is part and parcel of the Kedushas Mikdash. Now we're saying the HaZara goes back to the Kiddush process of the Beis HaMechira even before the Binyan HaBayis, which means that we spoke about Kiddush HaZara in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi and Shavuos, and the Kiddush HaZara was done by a Melech and a Navi, and Yerushalmi spells out who is the Melech and who is the Navi. It was David HaMelech and it was Gad HaNavi, and they were involved in Kiddush of the Azoros. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that means as a base of a chira even before the building of the bayis. So when we say Be'inon Kiddush B'shas Binyan, that's only for the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And Enoch Inami, the Rambam understands very well that Kiddush was supplied by whom? Shlomo HaMelech. But as far as Beis HaMechir is concerned, which Chazal derived from a different pasuk, not the pasuk of V'yasali Migdash, but from L'shichno Sidrashu, which means you have to be Doresh in order to set up a Beis HaMechir. And from whom do we have to be Doresh? From the Navi, and from which Navi in this case? It was Gad HaChozer. That Kiddush, which sanctified a Beis HaMechir, was effectuated by David HaMelech. And that's included in the Kiddush HaZaros. So there's a Kiddush HaZaros even before what? The Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's an amazing concept.
The notion of Beis HaMikdash, the word Beis is used a bit loosely. It doesn't sound like a Beis, it's necessary.
Right.
It's more Mokom.
Right. Right. We'll get to that in a minute. It's a Mokom HaMikdash. And he says the following. He says, "Lagavi Kiddush Zev Beis HaMikdash Lo Shayach Lidin Kiddush Shel Shas HaBinyan." V'zeu de'nemar rak b'kedushas migdash v'Yerushalayim dehi kedushas mechitzos. In other words, there are two types of kedusha, I think he's saying. We'll see if it bears me out. There's kedushas makom and there's kedushas mechitzos. The kedushas mechitzos, that's already kedushas migdash. And there is halacha of be'inon kiddush b'shas binyan. And that's, so as far as Kedushas Machitzas is concerned, that's where we need the Kiddush B'shas Binyan. V'yim Noflu HaMachitzos, then you have to know whether Kiddush L'Shaita, Kiddush L'Asid Lavo, but if you hold Kiddush L'Shaita below Kiddush L'Asid Lavo, then once the Machitzas go down, then it's no longer Kiddushas Mikdash. Masha Enke Chalos Beis HaMachira, he did the Kiddushas Machitzas. Beautiful. We don't need the mechitzas, we need the makom. The gamli achra churban kedusha zu lo b'teila. Even if I hold kiddush l'shaita v'lo kiddush l'asulo, that kedusha, which is not generated by the mechitzas but by the makom, will continue to exist, and it's not batel. The after gam b'din beis habachira, even when you're designating a place as a, you know, Beis HaMechira is a chosen place with the Kedusha Olamis, there's still a din and a kiyum of binyan, okay? But that mitzvah is the mitzvah to build a mikdash in the Beis HaMechira. In other words, the Beis HaMechira is already sanctified, and now you have a mitzvah to build a bias. And therefore, even after you build a bias, the Yisod Kedusha, the fundamental Kedusha, is the Kedusha's Makom and not a Kedusha's Mechitos. That's the Kedusha Beis HaMechira, which is Leolam, and there's no machlokas about that at all.
So without the Kedusha Mechitos,
what you're left with is Beis HaMechira.
Why do we need Kedusha Mechitos then?
We need the Kedusha's Mechitos in order to set up all the dinim of Karbonos and the Iser of Knesset's Tomei, you know, the mitzvah of sending out the Tomei and so forth and so on. But the designation as of the Makom as Beis HaMechira, which means that we'll never ever be able to find on the face of the earth another bias and build a different bias, and we'll never have a Heter Bamos, that was engendered by David HaMelech with Gad HaNavi even before the building itself was structured, and even after the building would be destroyed, that Kedusha Beis HaMechira continues to exist. And that's derived from a different parasha in the Torah, Parshas Re'eh of L'shichno Sidrashu.
So the Kedushas comes from the bias structure.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The Kedushas Migdash as a bias, which is a Kedushas Mechitzos, that's generated by Shlomo HaMelech as a fulfillment of the Pasuk, V'yasu li Migdash v'shechanti v'socham. And that Migdash doesn't have to be in Yerushalayim. Again, Shlomo Melech was Makayim another din. He was Makayim a din of setting up a bias in the Beis HaBechira, meaning David HaMelech has established the place, the Makom, the Kedushas Makom. Shlomo Melech is going to establish Mechitzos, meaning, I don't want anyone here to walk out if you're thinking that after the Mikdash is destroyed, the Mikdash that was built by Shlomo, we can choose any other place on the face of the earth for a Beis HaMikdash. That we can't do, because of the Kedusha of Beis HaBechira. But what Shlomo Melech was fulfilling is the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash, which Moshe Rabbeinu already fulfilled in the Midbar. In other words, throughout Jewish history, there are going to be many fulfillments of building the Beis a Beis HaMikdash. But the last Beis HaMikdash that you can have is Shlomo's Mikdash. Or I should say a little differently, the last Beis HaMikdash that you can have is in the Malkum Beis HaBechira, whether it's Shlomo HaMelech, whether it's Ezra Nehemiah, whoever is going to build the first Mikdash, the second Mikdash, the third Mikdash. Vehine Loshen HaRamam Hu Bamenis Katsha V'Kedusha Rishonah Shekitsha Shlomo. It seems that Shlomo HaMelech was Makadesh the Kedusha of the Azara. He says Mevur B'Dvar Shegam Yerushalayim Shenis Katsha Yidei Shlomo. He says L'chor Zestir L'Dvarenu. Who knows why do we need a Kiddush of the Azara on the part of Shlomo HaMelech? L'chor Shlomo HaMelech is only generating Kedushas Mechitzos. Ulechor zestir l'dvarenu shekasavnu de beis habachir niskadish al yidei David. Kevan de yimei David adayin Yerushalayim lo niskadcha. Achei nira de gam kedushas Yerushalayim ika shtei chalosei dinim. Din shal Yerushalayim atzmo l'chol dineha kemo achilas kodshim, kodshim kalim, maisur sheni, v'zoi kedushas mechitzos. So Yerushalayim has a Kedushas Mechitzos, because again, where are you allowed to eat Kedusha, Kachim Kalim? B'chol Ha'ir, right? The Mishnah says anywhere in Yerushalayim. Not only that, you can eat Maisa Sheni, not outside of Yerushalayim, but in Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim also has Mechitzos. And again, would you be able to eat Maisa Sheni after the Churban? I mean, that would depend upon L'shaita Ulas Lovo or not. He says, "Zoi kedushas mechitzos kmo kedushas hamikdash. V'im nafla mechitzos, batla kedushasam im lo kidshal yasid lava." So when the Rambam says that b'men is kachshav kedusha rishona shekidshas Shlomo HaMelech v'hu kiddush azor v'Yerushalayim, he's talking about the kedushas mechitzos of azor v'Yerushalayim, as to where you're allowed to eat kachshim, where you're not allowed to eat kachshim, where you're allowed to eat ma'aser sheni, where you're not allowed to eat.
Are we saying now that the whole Yerushalayim comes on the base of Bechira?
That's what I think he's saying. I don't know exactly. You have to know, because again, the Kedushas base of Bechira required this whole process of Kiddush. So I don't know exactly how far the Kiddush got, but theoretically, just listen to the theory of it in abstract terms, it could be that the bounds of Kiddush Yerushalayim of David HaMelech through the Navi, etc., as a Beis HaMechira might be different than the bounds of the Kiddush of Yerushalayim of Shlomo HaMelech, which is the Kiddushas Mechitzos. Again, just in theory, I don't know, and then I'm not answering your question because I don't know enough to answer your question.
We also said that the boundary of Shlomo is still, you also need Navi and Ur V'Tumim and the whole...
For Mechitzos?
For Mechitzos.
No,
he said...
Did
that last week?
Oh, that I don't remember what I said last week.
For also,
I'm in trouble if I don't remember what I said last week.
But
I'm lucky if I remember what I said today.
For the Chizkiyahu Yerushalayim, you also needed one of the ones that you needed, Sanhedrin and Urim V'Tumim, was also for the Chizkiyahu Yerushalayim itself.
Yes and no. In other words, there may be basic areas of Yerushalayim that was sanctified by the mechitzos, and then there's aloch of Tosefes. You know,
aloch of Tosefes.
Yeah, that you can add.
I think I have ramifications for eating Maaser Sheni, for example. They could extend
the Kiddush.
I mean, if you look at the map where Eid Amid is somewhere outside.
But again, Daniel, would you be willing to agree with me that as far as the Kiddush of David HaMelech, which is called Beis HaMechira, that has a definite limitation? In other words, there may be a din of Tosefes Kedusha through Mechitzos with you know, the, what do? They take the lechamim and the, I forgot the whole process there and so forth and so on. But I don't think that has to do with the kiddush of David HaMelech. So let me just read it. V'gav ika odin shel beis habachir mashen nivchar biyachad in beis olamim. Okay, so there's the beis olamim, and then there's the beis habachira. So let's see if we can come up with enough nafkamina. Maybe that'll clarify this issue. He says, "Gam bahara moria nemar din yushalayim kasher kainu loshen aram perk aleph bilchus beis abachir aloch gimel." He says, "The ancient." Bias lidore doris el bushalayim bilvad ubahara moria. Wow! If I read this correctly, the Rambam is talking now about beis habachira, and he's saying that as far as the din of beis habachira, could be anywhere in Yushalayim on the har bias. Let me just see if I count the Shon Ram. Bemis Mefurish came Bikra, Minayom Shah Tsesi as Ami as Yisrael be Mitzrayim, Lobacharti Beir, Mikol Shifte Yisrael Livnos Bayis, we go Mer, Vahi im Levav David Avi, this is Shlomo Melech speaking, Livnos Bayis, Vayom Hashem El David, we go Mer, Rak Atolo Sivne Bayis, Ki im Levincha, Bechule, Hu Yivna Bayis, Is Mavur Bakosuv, the Chalos Beis of Achira, Al Hamakom Nasa Al Yidei David. David Rotsa Gam Livnos. But I said, "Vu of Yucheres Abini Yal Yidei Shlomo." Valo Bekrasiv Lo Bacharti Beir Mikol Shiftei Yisrael Livnos Bayis Biuro Di Af Dehoyu Bomos Gidolos Mikolakom Hoyu Mufkos Mi Beis Abachira. Ad shenivchara Yerushalayim, hare dechalos beis habachira nemra al etzem ha'ir Yerushalayim. Val kein hodem uvu baram de shlomo kiddush es Yerushalayim urak leni kiddushas Yerushalayim l'shar dinim. I guess that has nothing to do with bomos or building a mikdash somewhere else. Hare ram koishon le'inyan achilas kodshim u'maisu sheni v'din kitchel shaitim. Uliyasid love bazech halos kedushas al yidei mechitzos ishaper kosev this kach al yidei shlomo mishum deinon kiddush b'shas binyan kemo kedushas hamigdash mashe enke halos beis habachir deisa b'yushalayim shaper nasa al yidei David b'hu din beis habachir shal beis olamim. I don't have it 100%. But I think what he's saying is that even in Yerushalayim itself, there are two dinim, two dimensions of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. There's one din of the Kedusha in Yerushalayim, B'toras Beis HaBachira, that was established by David HaMelech. And then there's another din of Kedushas Yerushalayim that was established by Shlomo HaMelech. And that's already a Kedushas Mechitzos, not a Kedushas Beis HaBachira. But I'm trying to understand what the difference is. What half of it I got. He says that as far as the Kedushas Yerushalayim that was established b'shas binyan by Shlomo Melech, which he identifies as Kedushas Mechitzos, that generates dinim as far as Achilas Kachim Kalim and Maisa Shein. So let me read that line once more to make sure. Al kein mavur baram de Shlomo Kedush Yerushalayim Le'inyan Kedush Shalayim le'achilas kodshim kalamai sushedi. And then again, that will depend upon Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asin Lavo, if those mechitzas go down. So do we know that Shlomo Melech built mechitzos? Do we know that? I have to have pushing I'm putting my ignorance here on the table. I'm not sure if he's assuming that there may have been mechitzos outside Yerushalayim. I don't know. But in any event, the mechitzos of the Migdash somehow generated a kedushas mechitzos on Yerushalayim, such that if the mechitzos would go down at the time of the Churban, then two things would happen. Number one, the kedushas Migdash would be paka, as far as Avodas HaKorbanos, and then the Kedushas Yerushalayim would be Paka as far as Achilas Kochim Kalim and Maisa Shein.
Even if they were there, could he be Mekadosh, even if they were there already in Shemesh time? Could he be Mekadosh in Mechitzas of Yerushalayim? That would have to make Kedushas Mechitzas.
That's what he seems to assume, that there was a Chalosh Shein Kedushas Migdosh that expanded into the city of Yerushalayim and generated a din of Achilas Kodshim in Yerushalayim, but all that is dependent upon the Mechitzos, and therefore if you hold Kinshul Shaitim, a low Kinshul Lavo, the sanctity of Yerushalayim for the Achilas Kodshim Kal would have been gone, would have been removed. However, he says in contrast, there's a Chalos Beis HaMachira that's Chal not only on the Makom HaMikdash as a Beis HaMachira, but Yerushalayim is also called a Beis HaMachira. And that status was generated by David HaMelech, and it's not dependent upon L'shaita L'osid Lavo. But I'm trying to figure out what's the nafkamin of that if.
This is part of Mikdosh, and it goes like right. Mikdosh does. But this.
But Mashen Kane, again, let me just read it. It's a little bit vague for me. I mean, the Rav may assume that either it's coming around the bend, or he thinks I understand what he's saying. He says, Chalos Beis HaBachira De'isa B'Yushalayim. The Yushalayim has a Chalos Beis HaBachira. Nas al yidei David, kmo din beis habachira shel beis olamim. Yeah, but I can't sink my teeth into it as to what the nafkamina is. Let me just think. If you're talking about what, if you're talking about bomos and all that, so that's already was established by the makom hamikdash, you know, which was purchased with 50 shekel from each shevet. Now you're talking about the beis the Yerushalayim as such. Why is that? What did I miss over here? Right, that's an interesting point. But again, I'm wondering if it cuts ice. You know, I'd love to have enough gemina, not just for tefillah, which is good.
Master Shane, even though there's no missing dishes, you can't eat somewhere else because you shlaim where it's supposed to be eaten still has a kedusha.
I don't know. I don't know that so. He says, "Ashenir the kedushas migdash, the etzla nemar din kedush is mevela yidei shara makom v'din kedushas makom shelo yochel istanos ulis kadesh. Achim amakom hazeh nasim makom shel azora, mashen kibin nogel l'din beis habachira im b'shaita b'shas kviyus ubechiraso hoysam mufka." Mi makom beis habachira eno yochel is kadesh memela yidei shar makom. Okay, but my nafkamina the kedushas al chal rak al ma she nivchar b'shaito tehi kedusha she nemar v'chal l'doros v'en yochel ishtanos. Okay, that's all, I understand. He's saying that the kedushas mechitzos of Shlomo could change from time to time in this direction or that direction, either to destroy and uproot that kedusha or to expand that kedusha. The kedusha of David HaMelech, as far as Beis HaMachira in Yerushalayim, that's set for all generations. That kind of change. Okay, but tell me, my nafkamina. Elafizeh arei nicha, mashik sheinu lovam boya gmor miskacha, ritzfas hazoro o ad aris de tahoma al kiddush Beis HaMachira shel David, v'lo al kiddush makom, al kiddush migdash shel Shlomo, nisbar de kiddush Shlomo, shenekra ha'evan, Shenasa Makoma Karka Azora Miskadesh Oz Alkol Fanik Mo Ritzpa Ha'elyona Rakli Inya Beis HaBachir Dutoli B'Kviyas B'Kiddush Dovid B'Shaita Hidi Boile B'Gemara In Kiddush Dovid B'Shaita Yadakala Ritzpa O Ana Tahom. He's saying that the Gemara never would have a suffix about the Kedushas Migdash of Shlomo HaMelech with Nekra Evan, but I'm not sure which direction he's going here. The mavur the mekidush Shlomo b'shenekra ha'evan shenasa makoma karka hazora miskadesh oz al kol ha'ofanim kimo ritzpa elyona. I think he's saying that it was a double toshul that the kedushas.
If the whole Yerushalayim is kodesh. But basically, then the under surface of the oven would also be kaddish as part of.
We want to give kedushas azor so that the kohen could do the avoda. The avoda is only in the azor, not in Yerushalayim. So, he's saying somehow that the suffix of the Gemara vacillating back and forth about nekra ha'evin would not apply within the context of Kiddush Shlomo, and I'm not sure in which direction he's going over here. I'll read it one more time. He says, "Don nisbayer to be Kiddush Shlomo b'shenekra ha'evin shenase makoma." I mean, I don't know where to put the comma over here. Shenase makoma karka ha'zora. So the Evan he identifies as Karka Hazora. Okay, that makes sense. Is Miskadesh Oz Al Kol Hofanim Kimo Ritzva El Yona. I thought we were talking about Ritzva El Yona.
David was kind of the land, the Geirin, whatever it was called. Right, and there was no Ritzba at the time. If that kid in the defective of the Kedusha, that was without Evan. The Evan came with the Bidei right. Beis Hamikdash. But the Kedusha Beis Bechira was there on the subsurface of the Evan.
Even without him.
Right. Shabbos of the Evan, what did that have to the Kedusha? The Kedusha was there already.
I thought that Shlomo Melech was adding a Kedushas Migdash, which is a Kedushas Mechitzos, and now I don't know how far down it would go. Just one second, but the Gemara says that the Sufik is with regard to Kiddush David HaMelech. So there was one side to say that David HaMelech was only Mekadesh, what I thought was the Ritzba El Yonah, and the other side was to say no.
But was there Ritzba El Yonah in David's time?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know how to read this line. I'll read it to you one more time. I just punch it. He says the following. We had a question. Lama bayag mar miskatsha gak ritzvel yono aris tohoma shal kiddush beis abachir shal david v'lo al kiddush migdash shal shlomo. Why can't you have the same identical suffix as far as shlomo is concerned? Don is bayer to the kiddush shlomo. Be nekra ha'evan. I'm not sure if this is the answer as part of the question. Don is bayer to the kiddush shlomo. Be shenekra ha'evan. Shanasa Makoma Karka Azora. Okay. Is Miskadish Oz. Now, what does this mean? Al Kol Ha'ofanim Kimo Ritzba El Yona. Ketushas Karka. Al Kol Ha'ofanim. I don't know what he's saying over here.
So
what did he say?
I think he's saying Kakudas as Kodesh as this.
Maybe he means Al Kol Ha'ofanim is that Shlomo Melch wanted to effectuate it. Again, this would make sense if you hold Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Lost in Love, which is the Rambam's actually Psak as far as Migdash is concerned. That maybe he wants to say that Shlomo Melch would certainly have taken into consideration the possibility that maybe there would be an Akiras Ha'evan, and therefore when he's designating a certain karka to be surrounded by Mechitzos and therefore be sanctified with Kedushas Migdos, and he certainly would have Oz Al Kol Ha'ofanim, he would have been Mekadesh Al Kol Ha'ofanim Kimo Beritz Bel Yonah. There's no reason why Shlomo Melch would have limited his Kiddush to the Ritz Bel Yonah. So that was never suffered. But if you're talking about Kedushas Beis HaBechira of David HaMelech, then you might argue that David HaMelech was only Mekadesh the Ritz Bel Yonah. I don't know if there was a Ritz or not, but maybe the top layer of the Karka, because since we're dealing with Beis HaBechira, David HaMelech doesn't have to take into consideration, you know, the subterranean part of the Makom HaMikdash. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I'll read it over again and again. That's my homework assignment. And we basically covered, I would say, about 85% of the article. But I got stuck at this point.
Fascinating. Yeah. That's talking about the, because the Avodah Space Mikdash, where there's a Avodah, where the Kohen can make him go in the Azara, if instead of taking that. Right. Isn't that more shy up to the Mikdash rather than the...
Sure.
So sure. Why is it being Dominus Kiddush at all? The exclusion is the exclusion to have been based on the clear. There should be so much Shlomo's Kiddush, not Dominus.
Right. So we're trying to figure out, that's what we're racking our brains, What is the nafkamina to the Kedushas Dovid of Beis HaBechir? What significance does it have? We know, number one, it's a Kedusha Olamos. Number two, we know it's limited. Whatever you use Mekadish, that's it. L'chol Adoros. We know it's not a Kedushas Machitzos, it's a Kedushas Makom. We know that it is relevant to, number one, the Iser of choosing another place on the face of the earth for a Beis HaMikdash. We know, number two, it's relevant to an Iser Bamas Li'olam. What we're missing is, what's the relationship between the Kiddush Beis HaOlamim and the Kiddush HaMikdash? Because the Rav said before that there's a key of building a Mikdash after the Beis HaBechira, in the context of Beis HaBechira. But what significance does it have in terms of, you know, in contrast to, shall I say, the Kiddush of Shlomo HaMelech, such that whether or not the Avodas HaKohen in the case of Necher Evin would be Ksheira or not depends totally exclusively on the Beis HaBechira. For example, if I would ask you, which is more or less your question in the flip side, let's say Shlomo HaMelech decided to be Mekadesh Ad the Tom Ara, you know, so what would prevent him from doing that? Even if the Kedushas, could it be, maybe what I said before is wrong, I thought the Kiddush of Mechitzas could expand beyond the Beis HaBechira. Maybe it doesn't work like that. Maybe the Kedushas Beis HaBechira, which generates another kiyum of setting up a Beis HaMikdash in the Beis HaBechira, maybe that's going to limit, you know, the maximum kiddush. But we have the sugya shvuos of Osofos Azoros. How does that work? Okay, so this part I don't have. Give me time. You know, I'm going on very little sleep here. But what I wanted to suggest was that at least what we get from the structure here, you know, that's important. I want to, you know, Dav Mincha, at least the summary of what we have is we have two different concepts. We have one concept called Beis HaBechira, and that's a Kedushas Makom. That's derived from the pasuk of L'shichno Sidrashu. It's an entire parsha. David HaMelech is involved together with God HaNavi, and they collect from all the Shvatim, etc., etc. And then we have another mitzvah, which is a mitzvah based on Mikdash. It's not limited to place on the face of the earth, and there will be many Mikdashos in many different places. That's totally B'dibur, whenever Hashem says, and that's a mitzvah of Yosuli Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Socham that was already mandated to Moshe Rabbeinu way before they entered into Eretz Yisrael. So it's the Beis HaBechira Halacha, it depends upon Eretz Yisrael, depends upon Makom Mikdash, that's the Makom Asher Yivchar, that's the Kedusha Olamis of Beis HaBechira, and that's derived from the Pasuk in Re'eh. On the other side of the spectrum, we have a mitzvah Beis HaMikdash, which is the Kedushas Mechitzos, that was fulfilled on numerous occasions in different places on the face of the earth. That's totally in the sugya of Kiddush L'Shaitim and Lo Kiddush L'Asa or Kiddush L'Asa Lovo. And if after Churban Lo Kiddush L'Asa Lovo there's a Heter Bomos, Masha'ekim, once the base of Achir was established by David HaMelech, there was never a possibility of building the Mikdash anywhere else. That's what at least we were able to accomplish. The nitty-gritty details about how to compare the Kiddush and so forth and so on, that I owe you, you know, for another
reason. You say you
That's what I'm wondering. You know, I'm thinking out loud, but I want to make sure I'm not misleading you. You know,
I'm trying to wrap this up in the shiva. Was there before the Mikdash? So the was the Mikdash? Was the element of Shkina the paper? You have this page.
That's what comes
in. How you Omen Acha Koslein, we say today. Even the Shkina is the name of the Shkina there.
Right. Because Mashkin is the case of the Shkina. Right. And that would be true even if you hold Kitchen Shaita, low Kitchen.
Yeah.